With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. After some losses yesterday, the major stock index is doing their best to make a recovery right now. The Dow is up about 226 points. The high-tech NASDAQ not doing bad. It's also trying to recover from yesterday's setbacks. It's up by about 136. Also at SRNnews.com, police investigating the disappearance of Nancy Guthrie have widened their search for surveillance camera footage.
Investigators in Tucson, Arizona are asking residents in a 2-mile radius of Nancy Guthrie's home to share videos going back a month before her disappearance. Seeing anything out of the ordinary could be important to the investigation. Ann Adams, who lives next door to Guthrie's daughter Annie, says agents wanted to look around her property.
They did ask specifically for the 31st of January and the morning of the 1st of February. And then they wanted to know if we saw anything suspicious on our cameras.
Hopes were raised Tuesday after the FBI released surveillance videos showing a masked person outside Guthrie's front door. I'm Jennifer King.
The world's largest aircraft carrier, the USS Gerald R. Ford, has been ordered to sail from its current position in the Caribbean to the Middle East. That will put more pressure on Iran to come to terms over its nuclear program. The financial news has not been good for Nissan. We get more details on their financial picture from correspondent Bill Alexander in this report.
Japanese automaker Nissan reported deeper losses for the latest quarter through December compared to a year earlier, as restructuring costs cut into its profitability. Nissan Motor said Thursday it posted a 28.3 billion yen, $185 million loss for the October through December quarter, about twice the 14 billion yen loss it recorded a year earlier.
That is Bill Alexander reporting. This is SRN News. Evangelist Franklin Graham set to be in South America this weekend.
The popular evangelist is scheduled to preach the gospel in Ushuaia, Argentina on both Saturday and Sunday. Ushuaia is a small town at the very southern tip of Argentina, often used as a jumping-off point for trips to Antarctica. Graham will be accompanied by several contemporary Christian music groups, and local churches are organizing the event.
Activists are complaining about commentators at the Winter Olympic Games misgendering a woman who's living as a man. Ellis Lundholm of Sweden is a female skier who's living as a man. And because she is competing in the women's division, not against the men, there is often confusion in the broadcasting booth. Because Lundholm is a biological woman, there has been no controversy surrounding her participation in the Milan Cortina Games so far. This is SRN News. This week's death, the 48-year-old actor James Van Der Beek, highlights a rising trend in colorectal cancer among young adults.
While overall colorectal cancer rates have inched down in recent years, the rates for those under the age of 50 have risen. In fact, it's now the top cancer killer of Americans under 50. Doctors say people should reduce their risk by eating a healthy diet, getting screened starting at the age of 45, and don't wait to have worrisome symptoms examined. Rich Thomason reporting.
A key measure of inflation fell to a nearly 5-year low last month. Overall inflation dropped to 2.4%, not too far from the Federal Reserve's 2% target rate. The Bureau of Labor Statistics is reporting that gas prices fell more than 3% last month, while grocery prices actually ticked a little higher. You'll find more on these stories at SRNnews.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.